Matthew chapter 1, the book of the generation of Yeshua the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judah and his brethren, and Judah begat Perez and Zerah of Tamar, and Perez begat Hezron, and Hezron begat Aram, and Aram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nahshon, and Nahshon begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz of Rahab, and Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David the king, and David the king begat Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah, and Solomon begat Rehoboam, and Rehoboam begat Abiah, and Abiah begat Asa, and Asa begat Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat begat Jehoram, and Jehoram begat Uzziah, and Uzziah begat Jotham, and Jotham begat Ahaz, and Ahaz begat Hezekiah, Hezekiah begat Manasseh, and Manasseh begat Amon, and Amon begat Josiah, and Josiah begat Jeconiah and his brethren about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begat Shealtiel, and Shealtiel begat Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel begat Abiud, and Abiud begat Abner, and Abner begat Eliakim, and Eliakim begat Azor, and Azor begat Zadok, and Zadok begat Akim, and Akim begat Eliud, Eliud begat Eleazar, and Eleazar begat Mathon, and Mathon begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Miriam, of whom was born Yeshua, who is called the Messiah. So all the generations from Abraham to David, 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon, 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon unto the Messiah, 14 generations. Now the birth of Yeshua the Messiah was on this wise. When, as his mother Miriam was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Ruach HaKodesh. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of Yahweh appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, you son of David, fear not to take unto you Miriam your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Ruach HaKodesh. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Yehoshua, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of Yahweh by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is El with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of Yahweh had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not, until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Yehoshua. End of chapter 1.